Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, there is no business like show business. No business like show business. Now, we're all familiar with show business. If you've gone to the circus, you've seen the show business firsthand. You saw elephants and lions and tigers and bears, and surely it was amazing. You're familiar with show business every time you go into the movie theaters, because that new blockbuster that hits the screen, where everybody's lined up for about a half a mile waiting on their ticket and trying to find their seat, that's an example of show business. Well, in this spiritual life, my friends, God specializes in show business. You'll discover in 2 Chronicles 16 and 9, the Bible says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him." Then don't forget Psalms 31 and 21. "Blessed be the Lord, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city." Yes, my friends and neighbors, God's desire is to show us all kinds of things, but what specifically does God want to show? Well, God is in show business, and show is our acronym today. The four key things that God wants to show us. My friends, I challenge you to write these down. Tell them to your friends. Repeat them all throughout the course of your day, because there's four areas where God wants to show you. He made it his business to show us these four things. The S reminds us that God wants to show us his salvation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, his salvation. Do you remember Psalms 91 and 16 says that with long life, God will satisfy us and show us his salvation. Then we discover in Psalms 98 and 2, the Lord has made known his salvation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, he wants to show us his salvation. But somebody is asking, what salvation? Salvation from what? What exactly does that mean? Well, God wants to show us salvation from sin. We don't have to be victims of iniquity any longer. God can show us salvation complete and deliverance from sin. He can show us salvation from sickness. He can show us salvation from debt and depression and every other evil, unholy, or unrighteous thing you can name. God can show us his salvation. You know, there's one of the most popular stores on the planet today is Walmart. You walk into Walmart and you can find everything. If you want to get your nails done, you can get them done at Walmart. You want to get your car fixed? No problem. They can do that too. If you want to buy clothes or shoes, they've got both. And if you're in the desire or have a need for fruit, vegetables, if you want some grocery items, they've got all of that. Yes, my friends, they call those things a one-stop shop. Well, by the same token, God is our one-stop shop. If we need deliverance, he's got us covered. If we need salvation from sickness, he can handle it. If we need salvation from depression or debt or anxiety or stress, yes, my friends and neighbors, God wants to show us his salvation. That H in our show acronym simply tells us that God wants to show us himself. Now, this is amazing, my friends, because God loves us so much that he wants us to be just like him. The Bible says in Zechariah 4 and 6 that this is the word of the Lord, saying, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord." By my spirit, said the Lord. Listen, my friends, God wants to show us his spirit. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 11 that the same spirit that raised Jesus up from the dead dwells in us. Then we discover in John 15 and 7, if we abide in him and his word abide in us, you can ask what you want and it'll be done unto us. My friends, think about it. Remember when we were kids, they had these games that you would see on the back of cereal boxes and in workbooks and such, where there would be a picture of several objects. And our job would be to find the people that were inside those objects. We say, "Hey, look, there's a man in a tree. There's another one in the clouds. I can see a person in this." Well, God wants to show himself strong on our behalf so that we see him in everything we do. Look, you can find him in the office office space where you work because his spirit shines bright in you. You can see him in the sunrise and in the sunset. You can see him in the full moon and in the twinkling stars, my friends and neighbors. But not only that, God wants to show you himself firsthand. What do you mean? In John 14:20, he says, and in that day you will know that I am in the Father and you in me and I in you. See, God wants us to see him firsthand. He wants us to experience him, not from a distance, not from afar, but from close, because he wants to dwell on the inside of you. Have you invited Jesus into your heart? If you do, he will show you himself. He'll show you how powerful you can be with him. That O in our show acronym says that God wants to show us opportunities. You see, my friends, God is not just interested in making sure we're great from the inside out. He also wants to make sure that we have opportunities to thrive, excel, advance in this life as well. The Bible tells us in Psalm 68:19 that the Lord daily loads us with benefits. Then you discover in Psalms 116:12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? And then we discover in Deuteronomy 28:2 that God has blessings that are set aside to overtake us, and all we've got to do is listen to his voice. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God said there are blessings, opportunities that'll overtake us. Somebody's about to get a promotion. Why? Because of the goodness of God. Someone's going to make their way into college and they'll get accepted when they didn't think they would. Why? Because it's just an example of the blessing of God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God wants to open the door of opportunity in our lives. He wants us to excel in everything we do. If you're a musician, God wants you to be the best one ever. If whatever you do, God says, I am empowering you to do it better than ever before. Last but not least, my friends and neighbors, God wants us to see his wisdom. That's the great show. Yes, because see, his wisdom allows us to make decisions like him. It allows us to discern like him. It allows us to select the right relationships. His wisdom is the one that protects us. You remember he said wisdom is the principal thing, that we should get wisdom, and in all our getting, we should get understanding in Proverbs 4:7. My friends, I challenge you today to receive what God is working to show. Do you have a decision that you're facing? You don't know the answer right away. God wants to show you his wisdom. Is it a relationship you're wondering whether it's real or whether it's not, whether this might be the one or whether it may not be? God wants to show you his wisdom. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the Bible says he wants us to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. That's Ephesians 1:17. Look at God. He's in the show business, and there's no business like show business. God wants to show us all this goodness. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today, my friends. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.